Today, I want to talk to you about why the next coin that's added to Coinbase doesn't matter. At least in my opinion, it doesn't matter. And I also want to talk just around a lot of the surrounding controversy that's going on with some of the things with Coinbase and specifically Ripple, what just happened with Ripple in the past 24, 48 hours, of what went on and how some certain things affected that. And whether you're a Ripple fanboy or you hate Ripple or you're somewhere in between, I think it's important to look at a lot of what's going on with this whole like Coinbase rumors and look at every single side of the story. I also want to talk about some new data that came out from Bloomberg, specifically from an equity analyst that talked about how much money these exchanges are actually making. This is an estimate, but Binance and a couple other ones making $3 million per day in exchange trading fees, which is close to $1 billion, upwards of $1 billion per year for many of them. So some incredible, incredible revenue for some of these companies, and we'll dive into all of that today. So the first thing that I want to touch on is the rumor that was not necessarily a rumor, but this has been a rumor that's been stoked by a number of different things for the past couple of, it's been in the past week, but even beyond that, it's happened a number of different times before, but Ripple XRP being listed on Coinbase. And there are a lot of, Ripple fans out there. There are also people that hate Ripple and call it a banker's coin and a centralized whatever. And then there are the people that love it and say it's fast transactions. I don't really care what your thoughts are, but Ripple itself, if we pop over to the charts, Ripple made a really big run up in the course of a couple of days. Basically, if we're looking at the bottom of this, over the course of less than a day and a half, really over the course of 36 hours, Ripple went up about 20%. And a lot of that was due to rumors that people were talking about that Ripple was going to be added to Coinbase. And part of this was due to the fact that I believe it was the COO of Coinbase or a Coinbase employee and an employee, I think it was Brad Garlinghouse, the CEO of Ripple, were scheduled to be on TV together at some point in time. And a lot of people were saying, oh my God, they're going to announce that Ripple is going to be on Coinbase. And it really just made the price of XRP go through the roof pretty hard. And because of that, Coinbase came out and I think Coinbase saw that rumor. And they clarified, they tweeted this out. And as soon as they tweeted this out, we'll see what happened in the chart. But Coinbase tweeted out, our January 4th, 2018 statement continues to stand. We have made no decision to add additional assets to either GDAX or Coinbase. Any statement to the contrary is untrue and not authorized by the company. So Coinbase and GDAX, they have this whole framework for adding new assets. I'll link to it below. You can see it in the original tweet. I'll link to this tweet, as well as the framework for adding new assets to Coinbase and GDAX. Below, I will link to that in the YouTube and podcast description if you're watching that or if you're listening. So what happened here? Basically, Coinbase saw these rumors going nuts. Everybody's saying Ripple's getting added, XRP is getting added to Coinbase, and they came out and tweeted this. As soon as they came out and tweeted this, the price of Ripple from the top went down about, it didn't get totally wrecked. It went down about 13%. Now it's trading down about 11 to 11.5% from where Ripple was kind of bid up to during the frenzy of the XRP rumor getting added to Coinbase. And I think what this goes to show in a lot of respects, or at least in my opinion, is number one, you shouldn't buy into assets specifically for rumors on, especially on getting added to Coinbase, because if Coinbase comes out and with one simple tweet, that asset, Ripple has, I think, obviously a good amount of strength when it comes to the market. There's a lot of buying power there. So Ripple didn't get totally wrecked. I mean, it's down 10%+, but that's not getting wrecked by any stretch, really, when you compare it to a lot of other things out there. But Ripple itself is obviously down. And there were a ton of people that were buying in because, oh my God, it's going to get added to XRP, is going to get added to Coinbase, and it's going to go through the roof. I think that is a silly investment thesis. I don't think that is the smartest thing to do because you really don't have any control over what gets added, what doesn't get added. And if something else gets added, then your bag is going to be just absolutely cut in half, or not necessarily cut in half, but taken down quite a bit, whereas that will probably pop through the roof. And even if it does, if you go back and if you look at BCH, and if we pop over to Bitfinex here and see kind of what the deal is with BCH over the past 3 months, there was that massive spike, obviously, when BCH got listed onto, when the news came out that BCH was getting listed, Bitcoin Cash was getting listed on GDAX, on Coinbase. It went up a massive amount from, it went up the 120% really over the course of a couple days, and then has since, from the high, it's down about 65-70%, along with a lot of the other crypto assets out there. And I don't think that being added to Coinbase, while I do think it's a positive, if XRP gets listed or if any other asset gets listed to Coinbase, I do think that is an overall positive thing for that asset. It's going to add a ton of liquidity. It's going to provide people that maybe aren't as savvy to buy Bitcoin or Ethereum or Litecoin and transfer that over to Binance or some other exchange to buy Ripple or to buy any other asset. It is going to remove a barrier to entry for that. However, if you really, really want to get Ripple, if you really want to get XRP, you're probably going to figure it out. But it will provide an additional amount of liquidity in my mind, and will definitely remove a one further step of a barrier to entry. However, it is not going to make or break a cryptocurrency. If XRP gets added, or if any other asset gets added to Coinbase, it's not going to make or break that cryptocurrency. It is a positive in my mind, but it's not going to be the biggest deal in the world. And in that regards, it's silly to simply trade on that investment thesis. I don't think it's the strongest thing to do. And yeah, that's kind of my mind. However, when you look at some of the other folks out there, at Carpe Noctem on Twitter, who I follow, great follow. I'll put a link to his tweet below, but I would definitely shoot him a follow if you don't already. But his comments are, if you think you can trust what Coinbase says regarding new coins, you're being played. Does no one remember the Bcash release? They keep denying the XRP additions to avoid more legal entanglements. See the current Bitcoin Cash, Bcash insider trading lawsuit. So there are some questions, and some people are just saying, hey, even though Coinbase has come out and said that Ripple or XRP is not being listed on the platform, they kind of have to legally say that. They're trying to cover their bases because there's a insider trading lawsuit against them right now. And I do think that's a fair point, for sure. I definitely do think that is a fair point. But I still think it goes to show, in my mind at least, that's not my favorite investment trading thesis. Will something be added to Coinbase or not? But there are a lot of other things you can dive into. And like Carpe Noctem said, if you go back and you see what happened with Bitcoin Cash, Coinbase kind of came out and denied some rumors about Bitcoin Cash, or denied rumors about new asset listings. And like a week or two later, boom, Bitcoin Cash on GDAX, and then shortly thereafter on Coinbase. And there was there was a heavy buy-in prior to that announcement, which led a lot of people to think about insider trading, and now a class action lawsuit against insider trading. One kind of side note to that is, a lot of people are saying there are two class action lawsuits against Coinbase right now. And a lot of people are saying, they're not going to do anything because they're having lawsuits against them. Coinbase was able to grow and kind of survive and successfully move their business forward when they were sued by the IRS, which is the US government. I think that they're going to be okay from two class action lawsuits. That's just, maybe I'm not the brightest legal mind out there, but I do think that getting sued by the IRS and the US government and having to literally fight the US government is something that is a lot more severe than a couple class action lawsuits. But that's just me. Now, another point that I wanted to get into, and this is something that I think is interesting, and it goes back to the point of FUD and kind of buying on fundamentals or evaluating FUD on a one-off basis. And there was some FUD recently, fear, uncertainty, and doubt, whatever you want to call it, rumors, negative news about NEO. A lot of NEO fans were not happy about that, which I get. NEO sold off a little bit on that news. And I do think that one thing, and this is a really good case study in this, the Walton chain is one. I own no Walton chain. I don't have any specific opinion on Walton chain, but they came out and they got absolutely, absolutely shredded on Twitter. And this was hilarious. You probably have seen this, but Walton chain ran a giveaway on Twitter. And then Walton chain, somebody, I guess one of their social media managers, quote tweeted the giveaway and said, oh my God, I'm so happy I won. So basically Walton chain was running a giveaway that was pretty much, for the most part, fake, or whatever they want to say. They denied the allegations and said there was, you know, they awarded it to somebody else. They awarded it to an internal employee, and that internal employee didn't move out of their Twitter profile and kept on the Walton Chain Twitter profile. And it was the funniest thing in the world. And there were all these kind of spoofs and parodies of it on all these parodies of it on Twitter where everybody's saying, oh my God, I won. But Walton Chain got crushed when this all went down. Walton Chain went down, WTC, they sold off, let's see how much they sold off. They sold off about 20, at one point in time, they were down about 30%, and they have since recovered. There's a massive candle right now as of recording this, a ton of buy volume. It went up about 45%, but it's now up about 27%. But the one thing that I would say with all of this is that when you look at what happened with Walton Chain, everybody's like, yo, this is a scam. This is the worst thing in the world. Like, I thought it was kind of funny. Like, it was so stupid. Like, they had tens of millions of dollars wiped off of their market capitalization because probably some low-level employee was just stupid. And they had tens of millions of dollars of money wiped off of their valuation. And if you were really a big fan of Walton Chain, you have to look at that and see, like, does this fundamentally affect what I think about this company or what I think about this token? And if the answer was no, that was a massive buying opportunity. And again, I don't own any Walton Chain. I don't really care. I don't have an opinion one way or another. But if you look at how hard that sold off, like, when you think about what all went down, was it really that bad? It was stupid. It was hilarious. But did it make that much of a difference? Not really. And for the fact that it sold off 40% at one point in time due to a tweet, that was a fantastic buying opportunity. If you bought, you know, if you kind of bought the low, although, you know, you're catching knives here, but if you bought the pretty much close to the bottom of this wick, you're up 60%. That's a heck of a move. And that's one of the things where I look at a lot of the FUD that comes out about some of these crypto tokens and some of these assets. And a lot of times the bad news that comes out, sometimes it's terrible. Like, sometimes it's, you know, you don't want to touch that stuff with a 10-foot pole. Other times it's something kind of silly like what happened with Walton Chain, and it's not that big of a deal. So if you are still really confident in it, and if you're like, hey, this is probably some 20-something year old social media manager that was just dumb and an idiot, and it doesn't really affect what's going to happen with Walton Chain in the future, then that's a buy opportunity. People are going to forget it at some point in time. You're going to eat it for a little bit of time, but it recovered super, you know, it recovered over the course of less than a week here. So that's something I think you want to keep in mind. Like, not necessarily when you look at this, I think the opportunity for this might be over at this point in time, but future events. Every time, everybody always freaks out about FUD. Everybody always calls me Bobby the Fudder, whatever you want to say. But everybody always freaks out about fear, uncertainty, and doubt. Evaluate it on each individual scenario, because sometimes when stuff like this happens and a cryptocurrency, some negative news comes out and it drops 25, 30, 40%, sometimes it's not that bad and people are just selling off because they're stupid, or they're just selling off to try and buy back in lower. And if you can time things correctly, or if you can make an educated decision, or if you want to increase your stack, that's an excellent opportunity. And the last thing too, outside of Walton, is just how much money these crypto exchanges are making right now. This is an article that came out from Bloomberg recently. It's pretty damn incredible to think about how much money these exchanges are making on a daily basis. This is revenue per day. And you could see Binance and Upbit are making over $3 million. If you're listening on the podcast, I will link to this article in the description, as I will link to it in the YouTube video as well. But this is absolutely nuts. Bittrex making over $2 million per day. And it kind of goes back to the like old saying about the gold rush. And it's like, I don't even remember the exact saying, but the people that made the money weren't necessarily the gold miners. It was the people selling the axes and the picks and the, you know, Levi's jeans and all that type of stuff to the gold miners, not necessarily the gold miners in general. And this kind of goes to show the exchanges are the people selling the axes and the picks right now. They are printing money. They're printing money. And when you think about adding new assets and what all these exchanges are doing and kind of all the things, you have to remember that they are for-profit businesses and they are doing what is best for their interest, and they are doing what is the best possible thing for them to keep this business moving forward for as long as possible. You look at Binance, I mean, that is over $1 billion in revenue annually when you take that daily revenue estimate in. And I would bet if you look back at December with kind of some of the estimates and the trade volume that happened in like December and the whole peak crypto frenzy in December, that was probably more than that right now. So pretty crazy to think about. And I just thought it was something, you know, when you look at how much money that they're making on a daily basis, that is absolutely, it's an absolute printing press of money. So that's pretty damn nuts in my mind. Outside of that, guys, if you are new to the channel, hit that subscribe button, the notify bell, daily videos on the subject of crypto. And if you have been here for a while, hit that like button. If you're on the podcast, would love for you to hit the subscribe button, leave a rating and review if you like it. If you don't, I would really appreciate your feedback one way or another. Thank you so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Have a good one. Peace.